You're listening to KBUT News. Governor Jared Polis signed his first executive order Thursday morning. As KBUT's Scott Franz reports, it aims to bring more electric vehicles to the state.
After stepping out of a blue electric car in downtown Denver, Polis said he's creating a new group to get more electric cars on the road. To do that, he wants more charging stations and a zero-emission vehicle program in place by May. Polis thinks that will get the attention of more electric vehicle makers.
Despite the fact that Colorado has some of the highest consumer preference for electric vehicles, still, many manufacturers don't sell all of their models here.
The governor is also asking the State Department of Transportation to develop similar policies. Polis wants the state to spend $70 million it received in a settlement from the Volkswagen emissions scandal on the efforts. His executive order was cheered on by Conservation Colorado, the state's biggest environmental group. From the state capitol, I'm Scott Franz.
With more than 2 feet of new snow in the past week, avalanche danger in the region has increased over the past few days, leading to a rating of high from the Crested Butte Avalanche Center for today.
Very dangerous avalanche conditions have developed, and travel near or below avalanche terrain is not recommended. Extreme caution is advised traveling on roads such as Gothic, Peanut Lake, Kibler Pass, Brush Creek, and Cement Creek, as all these roads travel below avalanche terrain. The threat of very large and destructive natural avalanches reaching valley bottom has become real.
That's forecaster Evan Ross with the Crested Butte Avalanche Center. The weather forecast indicates another storm cycle moving through our region starting Monday. Among many progressive and ambitious goals put forward by Colorado's new governor, Jared Polis, in his first State of the State address, was a way of providing some financial relief to teachers.
I look forward to working with the legislature to offer student loan relief for teachers who serve in high-need areas to enable more schools to make good on their potential.
That would be a big benefit to the Watershed School District if that legislation went through.
Leslie Nichols, superintendent of the Gunnison Watershed RE1J School District, told KBUT that rural areas, such as the one where she works, are struggling to recruit and retain teachers, and that legislation for loan forgiveness would be a big help.
It is a way to make the profession more appealing on the recruitment side of things, and also on the retention side once people are in the profession and they have firsthand experience with what a challenging job it is, and maybe, you know, are reflecting on, is this worth it? A benefit like having loan forgiveness as a possibility could truly make a difference in how people commit to the profession or not.
Nichols said that she is very optimistic about Polis's leadership, including his call for the state of Colorado to pay for full-day kindergarten classes. Reporting for KBUT, I'm Christopher Biddle.